What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Lawyer You Know podcast. I'm your host, attorney Peter Tragos, and on this podcast, we break down the trials and cases you care most about so that you can understand how the American criminal and civil justice system works. We try to make sure you understand your rights by answering your questions as, well, a lawyer that you know. So we want to walk you through this process, and we can do it together. Make sure you get in the comments or in the chats to ask the questions that have been burning in your minds. And while this is not legal advice, it's always exciting. So buckle up for another episode of The Lawyer You Know. What's up, everybody? Welcome in to just another episode of The Lawyer You Know. Just your average Thursday night here talking Alec Murdoch, like we have been doing for 6 weeks straight every single night. We've got some closing arguments to discuss. We've got a verdict to discuss. We've got people's opinions to discuss and respond to and talk through. And I think it's so funny how people come out of the woodwork and get really loud when a verdict comes in. And I think they think it means different things than what it actually means. Okay. And I think that if you felt like Alec Murdoch was guilty throughout the entirety of this trial, there was enough to pile on where you could get there. And I think this jury got there, and I think they got there rather quickly. I think literally, if you go back and listen to my videos when the other acts evidence came in, the financial crimes, the side of the road incident. If you go back, listen to my videos and look at my tweets, that was the moment I felt like he was cooked. And the reason for that is I think every single trial I have ever been a part of on the defense side, where the judge allows other bad acts to come in, that defendant has been convicted. Every single time. Now, I think on the state side, same thing. Every trial I've been a part of or prepped or worked on as well. Once the other bad acts come in and the jury hears that this isn't just a one-time thing for this criminal defendant, but this guy likes to sit over there and commit crimes because he's a criminal, it's really hard for them to acquit, regardless of what the evidence is of what they're on trial there before. I have had other cases where there have been other allegations made against clients and the victims recanted, and those bad acts have been brought in. Some of them are currently under appeal right now. It is just so interesting. And I'm getting a lot of messages like, you said it'd be a hung jury. Ha ha. Eat crow. You said it would be not guilty. I don't think I ever like put money on not guilty. I did say a few times that no outcome would surprise me, whether it was guilty, whether it was not guilty, whether it was a hung jury, no outcome would surprise me. But if I had to bet or put money anywhere, when the bad acts, now if the other bad acts evidence didn't come in, I think he had a chance at not guilty. I also think he shouldn't have testified, which is what I said. I think that was a mistake. I think those were the two things that tipped the scales against Alec Murdoch. Now, a lot of people in the chat said they felt like his testimony helped them and actually got it to not guilty. And I was surprised by that. I don't think that was the case. But some of you felt that way, which is why it's so great to have these discussions and talk through this stuff. Yeah. Somebody said, no one can predict a jury. If people could always predict what a jury could do, civil lawyers would have so much more money. Defense attorneys would settle so many more cases, and insurance companies would settle so many more cases. And just to be clear, just to be absolutely crystal clear, if I were on the jury, my vote would have been not guilty because I do not believe the state held their burden, mostly because of the shoddy investigation by SLED and their inability to execute search warrants and actually find evidence that Alec Murdoch did this. And if you listened to, I think it was one of the state's closings where they said, not guilty in this state includes innocent. It might have been Jim Griffin, actually. Innocent, or the state didn't prove it. That's not guilty. It encompasses both of those. And we'll always remember that as we go through this process. And I think it's also always a good thing now to understand, regardless of if you agree with the outcome, which some people don't, and I'll get to a lot of your comments and questions here in a little bit. Alec Murdoch is a convicted murderer. He's a convicted felon. And, you know, I should probably save this and tease it till the end, but I think I know what the sentence is going to be. I think the sentence is going to be life in prison. I think the judge is going to throw the book at Alec Murdoch. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? What do you think the sentence is going to be? So again, we're going to discuss that verdict. We're going to dive in. We're going to talk about appellate issues. And I'm going to probably quickly go through the closing argument for the defense and then the rebuttal. I had a lot more notes. I actually don't have a lot prepared to talk about the verdict, but I have a lot of thoughts that we'll talk about, and a lot of it will be bounced off of your questions. So I appreciate everybody for jumping in and joining me. I know a lot of people are streaming. A lot of people are talking about the verdict. I get it. I had some people text me and ask me to come on right when it came down. I was missing a lot of it being read live because you guys know from like 6 to 8:30 is family time. Those are like that's the time I get to hang out with my kids after school and work and before bed. So I'm sorry I couldn't pop on immediately after the verdict. But that's okay because you got a lot of people's thoughts already, and now you can get mine, which is good. It's good to hear from a lot of different perspectives, different backgrounds. Same reason I like talking to all of you, right? I like the diversity of thought, people bringing in different backgrounds. People tell me, you know, what their specialty is when they ask a question. So that's always fun and interesting. So make sure you like the video if you haven't already. Subscribe to our page if you haven't already. And we'll see. I mean, the chat's growing pretty quickly here as other people sign off. Maybe people will be coming over. And let's see, maybe we'll top our biggest chat of the trial on the last day, but not actually the last day. Sentencing is tomorrow at 9:30. It'll be the most anticlimactic sentencing I think we've ever seen. I'm going on a couple other shows tomorrow. We'll talk about them at the end, so I don't have to bore people that don't really care here in the beginning. Okay. So first, today, quickly, a juror was removed because she was talking to multiple people about the case. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, she was a not guilty vote. She was defense friendly. I have no idea if that's true or false. But I will say, if she was willing to talk to people during the trial while she was instructed every day not to, and she still did then, it's a pretty good chance she is going to talk to somebody after. Also, the judge was not as restrictive or cautionary as most judges are to this jury afterwards, saying, you can talk to people if you want. Sure, there's a lot of media people that want to talk to you. It's your prerogative. Anybody harasses you, let me know. And we'll see if that happens. And I think it'd be really interesting. I want to know what they think. I'd love to know what they think. I'd love to know if they say things like, well, if that guy was stealing from everybody, then I believe he could also murder his family. I wonder if they're going to say things like that. SLED was somehow involved in this, you know, juror conversation, people that were talking to the jurors, whatever. Harpulian wanted to put that on the record. They continue their calamity of errors, which is always interesting. And then we get to Jim Griffin's closing. A lot of people have thoughts about this. As you know, I do my best to always be respectful when I talk about other lawyers, especially trial lawyers, especially in the middle of trial, because it's really hard. It's really stressful. Jim Griffin was really close to this. He choked up a couple times. He seemed choked up at the end when the verdict came down. And I also talked about how I would have taken, and this is why I like to kind of talk this stuff through with you guys, because it's also, I'm learning, right? I learn something every trial we watch together. This is what I do as my job, right? So I learn. And my gut was telling me the defense should have taken the last 30 minutes yesterday and started their closing, responded to what the state said, do a little rebuttal there, and then come back today and lay out their case, lay out what they want the jury to see and hear. And instead, they didn't do that. And Jim Griffin came today and started responding to the state's points and kind of got lost in that and didn't actually set out what their evidence showed. Now, does the defense have a burden? No, I know that. I realize that. But when you call multiple days worth of experts, days of other testimony, you've put on evidence. And you did that for a reason. So if you do that, then tell the jury what your evidence shows. Tell the jury where you were going with that. Tell the jury what it proves. Don't be afraid of that. I realize a lot of defense attorneys are afraid to say that they proved anything because we do not have a burden of proof as criminal defense attorneys. That is true. But if you put on evidence and you do prove stuff, just say you proved it and show what it proves. Oh, I just realized I'm about one button low. Sorry about that. if you do prove something, it's okay to say that you did prove something. Nothing wrong with that. So I thought he did a good job of explaining what innocent and not proven, how it both equals not guilty, how SLED failed miserably, right? He started out with that. And I'm like, oh, yes, I'm going to grab this timestamp. I was on Megyn Kelly today and she asked me, I didn't know that this was coming. So I didn't prepare for this answer. Jim Griffin prepared for this closing. And when he started going through what SLED screwed up, again, I felt like he just got lost and was going all over the place and was saying a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And then he like immediately got into why did Alec lie and how their theory, they didn't prove their theory, but I don't think he did a good enough job of explaining how SLED didn't execute the search warrant, didn't take fingerprints, didn't take footprints, didn't take measurements, didn't create a reconstruction of how this happened, didn't get Maggie's phone in time, didn't preserve the evidence in time. He did talk about some of this, like the extraction on Alec Murdoch's phone. Didn't talk to witnesses in time. Didn't go to Alameda. They knew that that was the alibi. Why didn't they go there? Immediately they knew that. Why didn't they go there? Why didn't they search for the guns? Why didn't they search for the clothes? Why didn't they search in a certain radius to see if he hit anything? Why didn't they search the pipes? Why didn't they clear everybody out of the house and do a better search of the house? I would have just gone through a litany of problems that they did. Instead, his was a little bit. I think Jim Griffin's a good lawyer. I thought he also let them know he's got a lot of experience. And before he called out law enforcement, he said, I'm a former federal prosecutor and state prosecutor. And when we get into the rebuttal, which a lot of people liked, and somebody said, you're too sincere to be on Megyn Kelly. I only talk about the Murdoch case with her. I've never talked to her about anything else. And she was very pro guilty in this case. She absolutely thought it was a, you know, slam dunk guilty. We've talked a little bit about it. And, you know, I said, I think it's going to be guilty, but I think there are some holes and some issues with this investigation. We don't need to talk about that. If you want to watch that, you can go watch that. But I felt like it just wasn't clear and quick. Like you can say, you ever know, like it's the way you say certain things. Like I can give you a list of problems and then you can say a list of problems and the way you say it can make a big difference. If I methodically and slowly go through a list, it's one way. But if I say they did this and they didn't do that, they didn't do this, they didn't do that, they didn't do this, it hits a little harder. And that's what I would have done with SLED, because if you're going to go, so that's another thing, just so you know, what the scuttlebutt is with defense attorneys is you really don't want to go after law enforcement. You may think that's a go-to, but that's really not something you want to do. Jurors and lay people usually like law enforcement. They usually trust law enforcement. That's just how it is. So you don't want to come out here and say, cops lied or fabricated evidence or lied to the grand jury. But if you have a case like this where they did lie to the grand jury, you have to say it. You have to bring it out. And again, I wouldn't have gone with a purposeful intent on law enforcement. I would have gone more of a law enforcement dropped the ball. And because they dropped the ball, they not only can't prove that Alec Murdoch did this, they can't prove that anybody did this. And everybody's a victim here, which is kind of what he said at the end. You know, on behalf of Buster and Alec and Maggie and his friend Paul. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. It's so sad, the lives that were affected here by this tragedy. That Alec Murdoch is convicted of doing. Why did he lie? He had a closet full of skeletons. Again, they tried to spin that as much as they could, but I think the jury made up their mind a long time ago about what they thought about Alec Murdoch. I was going to play some clips about, you know, how both sides use the term, you know, hey, use your common sense. We don't want you to leave common sense at the door. Please use your common sense. I love when both sides say literally the same exact thing. That's always fun. The family shotguns. I don't know if they're trying to say there's something wrong with that. Try to deal with the Mixon and Shelley discrepancies. He took offense that while everybody's taking a lot of offense, right? The lawyers and actually it's just all lawyers are taking offense that you say this or you do that. And he took offense that Waters said he went on HBO and talked about the murders. I kind of liked his football replay analogy where he's like indisputable evidence. So it starts out whatever the call on the field is. And that's why we start out here presumed innocent. But I think that probably goes over a lot of jurors' heads if they're not football fans, because that's kind of in the weeds of football fans. He also talked about how if he was going to manufacture a timeline, I thought this was a good point, but it was kind of hard because a lot of it got lost in translation. Again, it was not the most captivating closing argument, okay? But he talked about how if Alec was trying to manufacture a timeline, he would have answered his own call from Maggie if he had her phone. He would have responded to the text message that he sent on her phone, right? Because then it would make her seem like she was alive. But he didn't do that. And then again, he did connect the dots where, you know, the state had their phone with the 5'2" gray figures, but this was based on their evidence. And then I thought it was a good point. Concern for Buster. He sent for a sheriff to go get Buster. And a lot of people said, oh, it was for an escort, whatever. I think it proved the defense point that maybe he was concerned for Buster. Suburban never went to the kennel and had some blood on it. State shouldn't get to mislead a grand jury to get an indictment against a man. And those are the kind of things where I sit back now and we're going to hear, Buster didn't cry. He's broken over all this. I agree. It's super, super sad. So this is the stuff that's scary. A huge piece of DNA, blood, spatter evidence was presented to a grand jury to get this indictment that was totally false. Yet we're here and a guy's convicted based on at least some of that evidence. Meadows comes in. He comes in loud. He comes in hot. He was definitely the most fiery of the three closing arguments. He was, again, a little bit scattered here and there. Calls Poot a smokescreen machine. I like that. Smokescreen machine. He actually referenced how he called him that in a different trial. And his theory was kind of always be real. Always be real. And that's leaning in to the generally bad guy rule. Always be real. This dude is not real. He lied about this. He stole money from these people. He covered this up. Fake suicide attempt. Always be real. Use your common sense yet again. He didn't go see. So another part of his theory, which again, lean in to that dude is a bad man. Make sure he gets hit with this. When he talks about how, oh yeah, I think Alec Murdoch loved Maggie. I think she loved Paul. But you know who he loved more? Alex. That's who he loved more. And he was willing to kill anybody to protect Alex. He didn't go see his mom because he loved his mom. He went to see his mom because he loved Alex. And again, if that's your theory and that's your case that he's a bad dude and let's convict the bad dude of the crime, that's a good way to lean in. He talked about basically how he tried to influence or bully Shelly. And then again, so why it makes so much sense. We have a ton of questions. We are going to get there. Why it makes so much sense that they're leaning into this, right? And they're leaning into this. He is a bad guy. And why defense attorneys usually don't want to call out, say law enforcement did anything wrong. The reason for that is the state can come back and say, these people that protect and serve and just go do their job, they're trying to put them on trial, the good guys. They're trying to put the good guys on trial. We've got the bad guy here on trial. That's like what every movie's about, right? Every superhero movie, every movie's about a good guy and a bad guy, a protagonist and an antagonist. And you create that in this trial. And it worked to perfection. They had a lot of evidence that he was a liar and a thief and a cheat and capable of doing horrible things. And he was the last one there, so it must have been him because he lied about it. And some people said, is it okay if they convict on the fact that he lied about it alone? Yes, that's a piece of evidence. You can convict on that. Maybe that's what the jury convicted on. Once they found out he lied about being there, boom, he's done. That's our justice system. They have proof. That is a fact. That is true. He lied about being down there. And I'm okay with that. Because if a jury of your peers believes that and convicts you on that, then you better not lie. You better not lie about being somewhere. You better tell the truth or plead the fifth, right? A very intelligent, good lawyer who knows the rules tried to talk himself out of something. And what did he do? Like we have seen in so many cases. Whatever you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. So you compare and contrast the bad guy versus the good guy's law enforcement. And I think they did a good job with that. It was weird. It was like, could have come from that gun. The shot could have come from that gun. I was like, I thought it couldn't have come from any of these guns is what the expert said, but interesting. Then, so he finished his close. They wanted to keep the alternate juror in case something happened. They did end up keeping the alternate juror. They didn't end up needing the alternate juror because the verdict came down in about 3 hours. And people have asked. Actually, I'm sure there's some questions about this. So here we go. Let's get into the questions now. And I will weave my analysis, my thoughts of the verdict, of the appeal, of the likelihood of it. I will weave it into the answers to your insightful questions. We have a lot of them. So let's get to them together. Oh, we're over 13,000. Let's see if we get to 14 tonight. We haven't hit 14,000 yet in the chat at once. It's flying tonight. Hit that like button if you guys haven't already. Let's see if we can get to 14,000 likes. That'd be cool, right? All right. So we are going to do a poll, although the chat's flying, so this might be hard with John. And we're going to say, do you agree with the verdict? We're going to say agree or disagree. That's it. Not unsure, not anything like that. If you're unsure, you probably disagree. But I think most of you are going to agree. That's my guess is the vast majority of you are going to agree with this verdict. All right, Normie. I thought AM was innocent up until your mock timeline. You were so on point and changed my mind to guilty. The state couldn't change my mind. Well, in fairness, I only talked about stuff that did come out in trial. So if your mind was changed by evidence that came out in trial to guilty, then it's very fair that the jury came back with a guilty verdict. Janet, first, sad for Buster. What inference do you make, Peter, that the jury came back so fast with a guilty verdict, yet the chat seemed to be hung? Every chat I saw, okay, every chat I saw was a majority guilty. You're never going to find consensus in a chat like this. There's 13,000 people, right? Also, think about how many cases we talk about. So many people think it's going to be a hung jury in every case. Now, I thought it was possible in this case. Some cases, I just don't think it's possible. It is always amazing to me that a jury can get a consensus of anything. I'm repeating myself because I've already gone through this, but it happens and they do it. And the speed at which this verdict took place. So I will say, I was surprised at the speed. Absolutely. I thought it was going to be tomorrow. I did not think they were going to want to wait the weekend. But they were simple charges, right? It's not like Daryl Brooks where they had tons of charges. It's not like Rittenhouse where some of it was had some complexity to it. Definitely wasn't like Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, where there's a lot more complexity to that verdict. This was quick. This was quick and easy. They knew what it was, and they knew what their verdict was going to be, I think, a long time ago. Azam, hey, Peter, do you agree with the verdict? Is there any particular moment during the trial that made you think if this jury was convinced at this point, they will definitely vote guilty? It was when all the financial crimes and the side of the road incident came in. I thought he was cooked just because I know usually how jurors think about all the other bad acts and they think, oh, is this the only thing this guy's ever done in his life that's bad? Come on. It's like, oh, he's one of those guys. So that's why I think that's where I think the jury changed their mind. Do I agree with the verdict? I would have voted not guilty. I think Sled didn't do enough. But I think as long as the jury based... And here's the other thing I will say. Do I think it's wrong? So I'm asking myself a question. Do I think it's wrong if the jury based their verdict on the other bad acts coming in? No. Because the judge let it in. Now, he said to only use it as motive. And so as long as they only use it as motive, that's fair game. That was the judge's call. I do not blame the jury for that one bit. And so if the jury thinks with all of that and his lie and him taking the stand and they just didn't believe him, that's why I said don't take the stand, dude. Because regardless of what the case is, if they think you're lying to them on the stand, they're like, well, he's lying for a reason. Let's convict that guy. And that's what the state tried to do by picking apart even more lies he told on the stand. So I would have voted not guilty, but I think the jury, I absolutely think that it's totally fine and they went through the system properly. And if that's the verdict they came to, I respect their verdict. Warhorse, I've lost my faith in the jury system. No, I mean, we don't know that, right? If the jury comes out and says, you know, I watched the Netflix documentary and once I saw that this guy's guilty, then I agree with you. We got a problem. But if they based it on what's in court, I'm okay with that. What say you, Peter? Ready to watch the Netflix show now that it's over? Yes, I will have to watch it. Not a normal night. This was weird. Good vibes, Stacy. Yeah, I mean, I just find meters. I find his like tone and the way he walks around and the way he says, you remember that, right? Like stuff like that. It's just weird. Like, and the way he pieced it together, I thought was weird. He dug in so much on like Shelly and certain people that I was like, it actually makes more sense that she told a cop during a car accident and not while Sled was interviewing her. It's like, what? Why does that make it more pure that Shelly told a random cop during a car accident than when she was actually getting interviewed for this? I was like, I don't really know if that makes it more pure. Yeah, I feel bad for Buster, man. I feel bad for Buster. I feel bad for John Marvin. I feel bad for Randy. I feel bad for Marion. I feel bad for Papa and Miss T or whatever they call her. I feel bad for all the family members. Really sad. Kristen, embarrassed by how emo I got. He's a horrible person who victimized many. Doesn't equal murder. Don't think the state proved it. I want to believe that he loves his family. Can't imagine being convicted of something that horrible if you didn't do it. Too much of a bleeding heart. So I will say that's always the really sad part is thinking like, well, what if he didn't do it? That is really sad. A lot of people celebrating. I'll never celebrate. I didn't celebrate Daryl Brooks' conviction. And I think that dude deserved everything coming to him. There's no death penalty here. So Alec Murdoch was going to get life either way. So I think he deserves life. This is quite a cross to bear though, especially if you didn't do it. And now everybody in your family and her family, I mean, not everybody, I guess, but this is going to give a lot of confirmation to the ones that thought you did do it. Anastasia, an embarrassment for our justice system. Prosecution did not prove their case. Grand jury was based on falsified evidence. Side note, Lemon, perfect. Thank you. P-Hop, I thought innocent until he took the stand. Just seemed like he was lying the whole time. P-Hop, totally fair. If you're going to base it off one thing, if a juror was going to tell me, I'm going to disregard everything else and just pay attention to one thing, and it was Murdoch taking the stand, and if I believe him, it's not guilty, and if I don't believe him, it's guilty, that is absolutely how it's supposed to be. And you make that decision, and nobody can take that decision from you as to whether or not you're going to take the stand. That is up to you. Welcome to the new members. Why did Poot ask for a mistrial? Please explain. They always ask for a mistrial. It's not a surprise. At the end of every trial, they ask for a mistrial based on this, that, or whatever. I didn't know. I didn't listen to the specific reasons he asked for one, but I don't think anything specific happened. So glad to be in this chat. When the verdict came in, I was hoping to be here for it, but glad the lawyer you know, fam, has reconvened now. Thanks, Peter. Yes, Kay. Yes, of course we're going to talk about it. Of course. But the verdict wasn't going to change in an hour or however long we had to wait to get together. But I am going to miss this, and I'm not going to rush through it tonight. We got a lot of questions. I'm going to get to as many of them as I can. And when I get tired or feel like I'm getting repetitive or you guys get bored and start to leave, then we'll end it. But we might go over an hour tonight and just talk more. There are just a couple little clips. I am not going to play that presser. Oof. That presser. The AG called himself a genius or something. But I mean, Waters, this is a heavy, it's a heavy case for Waters. So, you know, for lawyer to lawyer, I would congratulate him. I know it's tough. He's going up against a giant. I'm sure he's gotten a lot of hate for people that do love the Murdoch family. So, you know, kudos to him and the whole team. They did do a great job in this case. And I think it was a tough case to win, and they won it. Simple as that. Oh, sorry. I'll try to weave it in later. But yeah, I do want to get to the judge's comments eventually. So when I need a break from answering questions, we'll play the judge's comment. From my friend who lives near Moselle, seriously, I told that if he's found not guilty or hung jury, fear and corruption is far too deep around here, and I want out. No lie. Love you, Peter. Jane B., Peter, I'm shocked and disappointed. I think it's okay to be shocked and disappointed. I think it's okay to be understanding of the verdict. I think it's okay to think the verdict was absolutely right or absolutely wrong. And that's part of our system. It's part of what we do together. It's part of why it's important to look and vote, you know, because your votes matter and who's elected and who's appointed and who the judges are and who the lawyers are and who the district attorneys are, state attorneys, solicitors, attorney general, all that's important. And I think it's just good to know the process and understand the process. Dana, your hair looks great like that, Peter. Thank you for your recaps. I learned so much. Three trials of these so far. We should start counting that. Like lawyers count how many trials they had. We should talk about how many trials we've watched together. Jamie, in Civ Pro today, we talked about circumstantial and direct evidence. I don't know what IBQAL. Even heard the rain analogy. Very surreal outcome. Disappointed is an understatement. Yeah, I didn't. And again, the jury may have bought it, and a lot of you seem to like the rebuttal. But circumstantial evidence morphed into direct evidence? Like, no, no. Thanks, Azam. Zippity-doo-wop. Did you notice that when AM was being escorted out, the camera panned and showed the jury's faces? I did not. I was listening to it, not watching it, but I did see other people comment this too. Yikes. I was honestly thinking a hung jury or not guilty. I still don't think he shot his son's brains out. No way. B&B. All along, I said he was guilty. Thank God the jury got it right. Woohoo. Thank you for your live streams. I did learn from them. Didn't change my mind, but I learned. And again, I wasn't really trying to change anybody's mind, just getting us all to think about it. And what I think is important and good, like what your message says here is, if you can listen to me talk about reasonable doubt and what I think it is and how I think it's here in this case, and you're like, no, but this evidence overcomes that, that's the point. And that's how it's supposed to be done. The state's evidence is supposed to overcome somebody explaining reasonable doubt and beyond the reasonable doubts and to the exclusion of the reasonable doubts. So you're doing it right. Clanlock, if this can happen to Alec Murdoch, it can happen to anyone. The jury had their minds made up before the end of the trial. Sled got rid of the only holdout. So I don't know what happened with that juror. So I'm not going to get into that. But I will say, if this can happen to Alec Murdoch, it can happen to anybody. That's the scary part. Because let me tell you what this verdict does not mean. this verdict does not mean Alec Murdoch's lawyers sucked, because I've gotten a lot of that. This verdict does not mean, because I heard, how do you like them now, that the prosecutors are the better lawyers or that the prosecutors are the best lawyers in the world. I thought the prosecutors are very good lawyers. I thought Alec Murdoch's lawyers were very good lawyers. I said that from the jump. I think we're going to get good lawyering in this case. And overall, I think we did. Were they a little disjointed at times? Was it a little bit of a different style? But overall, I thought this lawyering was good. I thought the investigating and the law enforcement in this case was bad. Overall, I thought the lawyering was good. But I will tell you right now, any lawyers who say the better lawyers always win, or the good lawyers win and the bad lawyers lose, they haven't done enough trials, or they don't try cases, I don't think. Because there have been plenty of cases I've been involved in and I've watched that the better lawyer loses. And I'm not even saying that happened here. I thought they were pretty evenly matched. Sometimes I thought the prosecution was better. Sometimes I thought the defense was better. Overall, I thought the prosecution had the better closings. But the better lawyer does not always win. And that does not confirm that. And really, right now, we don't even know why the jury decided the way that it did. Was it the video? Was it the lie? Was it the testimony? Could have been any or all of those things, right? So it's hard to confirm a lot of that. Mo, if the guilty verdict is due to the prior bad acts, which is the only way, in my opinion, do you think he'll get off on appeals? I think it's going to depend on what the appellate court thinks. I think that's absolutely going to be the number one argument on appeal. And I think if we find out a juror says, well, once we heard he committed all those financial crimes or stole from all those people, well, then we knew he was capable of committing murder, then I think that adds to the appeal. Sierra, love your channel, Peter. I don't feel the total unbiased opinion from you with this trial, though. I didn't feel the total unbiased opinion, but I still love and support your channel. So you felt like I was biased. Here's what I'll say about bias as well. Okay. And I'm okay. If people want to call me biased, that doesn't bother me. I try not to be. There is a difference between being biased, meaning you have a certain opinion that can't be changed based on X, Y, or Z, and coming to a decision. Like, would you say the jury was biased? I mean, we don't know that yet, but just seeing their decision, would you say the jury was biased against Alec Murdoch? Because I would say no. Just because they came to a guilty verdict does not mean they were biased. And that's what I would say. I have said for a while in this case that I would vote not guilty. It's absolutely not how I came into the case. I was thinking he was guilty. I had the presumption of innocence, you know, cloaked on him. But I was thinking they were going to prove this or they wouldn't have brought these charges. That was kind of what was in my head. So I kind of came to that conclusion because of the evidence, which I think is a bit different. So do you agree or disagree with the verdict? 5,000 votes, 62% say agree, 38% disagree. Interesting. It's closer than I even thought it would be. Although, if you remember back to basically all of our voting throughout the trial, guess what? Not many people's minds were changed. It has been in the low 60s and the high 30s for guilty, not guilty, for literally the entirety of the 6 weeks or since I've been doing polls. So the research is still showing jurors make up their minds early, and then that's how they view the evidence, and they come down with that verdict that they usually decide early. Not every single one. But man, I learned so much from you guys, from these polls, from talking about these trials. So I appreciate that always. Evangeline, today I have cried, thought guilty, but actually hoped not so. Do you see a lot of family friends begging for leniency? No, I don't. AM, I came in with no knowledge of the case, haven't watched any documentaries. I stand not guilty. I hope he appeals, but almost no neutral jurors left. Dana, big mistake for me that Alex testified. Made me not believe him, and the prosecution closing was great, so I leaned into guilty. And you're not biased. That just means that's how you saw the evidence. Monica, Peter, do you think he could get off on appeal? I actually feel sad for him, his family, and everyone affected by this. I think he could win an appeal, possibly, but I don't think he's getting off from anything because I think he's going to plead to all the financial crimes now. Taco, I think the fact that the jury was told by the defense he was going to spend his life in prison anyway lowered the threshold for conviction. Really interesting. I think the defense did that in hopes that they could try to separate that and not think we have to be the ones to hold him accountable. But I think the way you're looking at it is absolutely a possibility as well. They're like, this guy's going to prison forever anyway. We don't want people to hate us for saying not guilty. He's a bad guy over there. I appreciate you throughout the entire trial, Taco. John O'Reilly, case demonstrates problem with law tube. Real trials are not like questions/essays on the bar exam. Disservice to the public, canceling my membership. Okay. All right. See you later. Abby, I feel unsettled about the outcome. I feel horrible for Buster. I feel shocked about the judge's remarks. And I feel sad that my nightly routine with Peter is over and the trial is over. What's next? There'll be other trials. There'll be other things to talk about. Don't worry about us. We'll still be here. Ashley, if I was on the jury, I would have said not guilty. Monica, verdict reached in almost the same amount of time as DB case, yet look at the difference in evidence presented. Do you think emotion and exhaustion had a lot to do with today's outcome? AM made an example. I think their mind was made up. I think they decided. And I think they went back there. They talked about it for a little bit. They filled out the paperwork, confirmed everything. I think they asked for a monitor to probably watch something or look at something again. I just think their mind was made up. Marine vet, with the judge bringing in past bad acts, how does that work on appeal? How many of past act guilty verdicts are overturned? Glad it's over. The prosecution was killing me. The sentence will be life. Not very many. Not very many criminal appeals, period, especially murder appeals, are overturned. So the odds are against him. Thank you, Courtney G. And, you know, as I've been thinking about John O'Reilly's comment, we go to law school. There are case law. There's case law. There are statutes. People see things different ways. Judges and lawyers see things different ways all the time, or wouldn't have courtrooms. And we need juries. So if you're mad about somebody on LawTube for guessing wrong or explaining something that was different than a judge or different than a lawyer, then I agree. I don't think it's probably content that you would enjoy, because this is what the law is. The law is written and is morphed and changes and evolves and grows. And, you know, once a statute comes out, the precedents aren't set until the case law around it and the decisions that are made by judges and appellate courts really explain and dig into what the law is and any problems with it to make society better is the point. So I can't speak for everybody that's a lawyer on YouTube, but I think most of us try to just kind of explain how things go and use our experience, and especially the ones that of us that do this literally every day and are living it and helping write the rules in our states. Janet, the judge was so pro-prosecution, should not have denied the change of venue. Defense had to fight to bring in testimony, no blood on shirt. Too many pro-prosecution decisions to count. Yep, for each charge. Mama Didi, even if the judge hadn't showed his bias, the jury was exposed to bias and lies every time they cut their TV on, logged onto social media, or watched Netflix. Hopefully they didn't do that. Janet, if there were two jurors, one may have come in not guilty. Sometimes leaders in a jury sway jurors. How powerful is juror leader personality? Incredibly powerful. Incredibly powerful. Lily, the judge was extremely biased against AM. Tommy, welcome. Tori, based on facts of the murders, he is not guilty. He will win an appeal for sure because he was found guilty of other bad acts. I've learned so much about being a good juror from you, Peter. I'll forever be grateful. We will see. It's really hard to win an appeal. Beth, reflection. Did Randolph Murdoch III, AM's father, ask AM to protect the Murdoch family name in relation to Paul Murdoch bedtime here in Denmark? That's interesting. Don, Peter, when are you going to watch the Netflix docuseries and talk about it? Maybe this weekend. Maybe I'll watch it this weekend. Gosh. I don't know. Am I done with Alec Murdoch? Maybe I'll watch it this weekend and we can talk about it one day next week. Would that be, if you guys want that, hit the like button. Kevin Aldridge. Did you see the prosecution's post-trial press conference? Yes. Absolutely disgusting. Also, not sure how the judge said the evidence was overwhelming. Yeah, we are going to listen to that together. I guess we've gotten a couple questions on it. Let's bring it up now. What the judge said here.
Of the citizens of the state of South Carolina and your fellow citizens of Colleton County. You did not volunteer for this service. You were called upon by being summoned to appear, and Providence have brought you to this moment in time and these weeks in time. I know that all of you have been here at great sacrifice, particularly the juror whose job was on the line until a miracle happened, I guess, that allowed him to be able to leave rather than to stay at rather than leave after 2 or 3 weeks. But I want to thank each one of you all individually and collectively. It's not often that you're called upon to sit in judgment of the actions of your fellow man, but you all responded and gave due consideration to the evidence. I will make no comment now as to the extent or the overwhelming nature of the evidence.
I will not comment about the overwhelming nature of the evidence, but he's about to comment on it.
But certainly the verdict that you've reached is supported by the evidence, circumstantial evidence, direct evidence, all of the evidence pointed to only one conclusion. That's the conclusion that you all reach.
All the evidence, the circumstantial evidence, and the direct evidence pointed to the conclusion, to one conclusion, and that's the conclusion you all reached.
So I applaud you all for, as a group, and as a unit, and individually, evaluating the evidence and coming to a proper conclusion as you saw the law.
Proper conclusion as you see it, as you guys see it, not me, as you guys see it.
As you saw the facts. Now that you served for the next year, you're not eligible.
All right. So that was basically it. I just wanted to play that real quick because I did think that was interesting, right? How he said he wasn't going to comment it, which is correct. But then he did comment on it a little bit. All right. I'm going to burn through some of these questions now as we continue to talk through the verdict. Betty C, will Alec be in a jail jumpsuit for sentencing? I don't know. Or will he still be able to wear a suit? Also, thanks for taking us along. Love hearing your thoughts and perspectives on this trial. Kimosabi, question. How hard to lawyers take a loss like this? I especially feel so bad for Jim Griffin. It is really hard. Now, some lawyers just bounce back and like don't even care. It's usually really hard, especially if you're as close to it as Jim Griffin is. You put all this work and time into it. It never feels good to lose. And lawyers are usually type A, competitive, you know, it hurts. Lauren. Regarding juror dismissal, seemed defense didn't like it. Peter, please give all of your perspectives on her being interviewed, dismissed, the handling of that. I think if she was talking to people about it and the judge wanted to dismiss her, he had a reason to. It did not seem like the defense liked it. It did not seem like they liked the alternate that was picked. But that's why jury selection is the most important part of trial. Is anyone giving out free memberships tonight, Peter? Amber asked. I don't think so. I haven't seen it. LMF3. I was here last night and said to myself, P, ruined my ability to watch any other YouTube current news because you're so fair. Well, thank you. I am sick of the way this went. I'm sick the way this went. Media is so biased. Do you think the jury impacted by the media? It's so hard to know. I want to say no. Until we hear otherwise, I'm going to say no, and I'm going to trust that the jurors did the right thing. New Chris, do you think the death of the family housekeeper will be reopened? The face or the jurors were shown by accident at the end of the verdict? I mean, it could, but at this point, I mean, I just don't know about, I think resources would be spent better elsewhere. Laura, WTF, I was just able to turn the TV on and saw the verdict. I thought it would take at least a week. I'm in shock. I don't even know what to say. A week would have been a long time. Karen G, if someone confesses to the crime someday, is the conviction sentence overturned? Thank you for great coverage. I'll miss the daily lives. That would definitely be part of an appeal. Debbie, Peter, what's your thoughts on if Buster knew Alec killed his mom and brother? I definitely don't think so. Amber, the other guy should have closed. Harputlian, I think she's talking about. I think he would have brought more fire. Aisha. If jurors do come out and say something like that, if he could do X, he could probably do Y. Can the defense use that in the appeal and would it move the needle much? Yes, they can. And I think it would. Do they ever sequester juries, Linda? Yes. They didn't in this case. Kim, Peter, I very much appreciate your coverage of this. Can't wait to see what the next one will be. I believe the next one's going to be Sarah Boone. Peter, what grounds would they or do they would use for appeal? I think it's going to be mainly the other bad acts evidence, and everything's going to stem off of that. That they were able to bring in all these other, you know, financial issues and use them for all sorts of things, and the side of the road incident, which happened after the murders. Shay, okay. Peter, could it be that AM is just guilty? I know you couldn't get there, but the jury did. Absolutely. He is guilty, right? He is guilty. He's been convicted. John O'Rourke, not to be confused with the other John. Why did the juror with a dozen eggs get tossed today? Because she was talking to people about the case, and you're not supposed to do that. At least three people. Jay-Z, you've been great, Peter. I never got to guilty. Tori, can we take a moment to honor the Biggie Smalls sexy three button down? Love that you love the same rap as me. Nothing like the OGs, Biggie, Tupac, and Snoop. It's here. I figured we'd bring it out for the verdict, right? Good vibes, Stacy. And Sled was done the next morning. Wild. Bev, Peter, friend, respectfully, it wouldn't have mattered if the defense had begun their closing yesterday. Their decision was made before the trial started. I agree with you, Bev. I do. Tisha, do you think the Netflix documentary will change your mind? Absolutely not. I'm currently at not guilty, and I'm about to start the documentary finally. If it has stuff in it that didn't come in at trial, I absolutely think if it was relevant, this judge would have let it come in during this trial. So if I didn't see it in this trial, nothing's going to change my mind. My mind may be blown even more about what's happening with this family, but Lisa, Jim's clothes was so confusing. Sister, my band will be called The Lawyer's Chest Hair, and we'll get everyone here tickets and passes. Thank God the trial is done. Good vibes. Jim Griffin was sick today and not on his game. It was obvious unless they thought he was guilty. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that he was sick if that came out. Mara, they couldn't get past his lie about being at the kennels. I'm surprised. I thought a hung jury. Good job, jurors. So a lot of people think a hung jury in a lot of cases, and it's very, very rare that you actually do get a hung jury. Tina, Jim was all over the place today. He lost me. Nancy, this is why juries decide guilt, not lawyers. Thank you, Pete. Well, some lawyers can be on jurors, but that's correct. No lawyers, no judges get to decide it. It's up to the jury, and that's how we have to live, and that's what we have to deal with and agree with at the end of the day, or I should say respect. Is there any chance of winning an appeal now? There is a chance. Suzanne, I got up in time for a live midnight shift. Sucks. Thanks for all you do. The nurses watch recorded at 3 a.m. Love it. That's awesome. John O'Rourke, Maggie had DNA evidence under her nails and hair in her hand that wasn't AM, but the jurors spoke. I respect it. Yeah, and here's the thing that's annoying about that. I don't think that DNA under Maggie's nails was anything, but why couldn't we just test it to make sure it's not anything? I mean, two people were murdered. Why can't we just test it? That's what you get paid to do as investigators. Dre, I'm a little disheartened that in 2023, someone can be convicted of a double murder because people didn't use their phones. I thought that was a good point in his closing. Like, you must be dead if you're not using your phone. Every night at 8:45, my phone stops being used for an hour and a half. The rest of the day, it's used a lot. I promise you that. Laura, I'm really sad for our justice system right now. Don't be. You're not going to agree with every verdict. You're not going to agree with every person. Don't let that make you lose faith in the justice system overall. It really shouldn't. Just like one bad cop doesn't mean all bad cops. One bad politician, well, I won't go there. One bad lawyer doesn't mean all bad lawyers. Tammy, thank you for your coverage. It's a scary world if that non-evidence can put somebody away for life. Well, to be fair, they got a lot of evidence about the financial crime, side of the road incident, and all this other stuff that would get him life in jail. So there was a lot of evidence that they got. Could you rep someone you thought was guilty? I think it'd be really hard. I mean, I couldn't like go to trial on someone that I knew was guilty. I could represent them though and see if this is the right charge, if they have a lot of evidence, if we can work out some kind of deal that would work better for them and their family. Yes, I could represent them. I'm not getting up there saying they didn't do it if they told me they did it. JRA, in my opinion, Jim was doing AM closing. He was doing what Alex told him to do. Plus, I think he knows what Alex's involvement in the murder is and having a hard time. Interesting. Debbie, Peter, did you see the video of the drone where Buster and John Marvin were taking the guns out of the Moselle house? Yeah, but I mean, it seems like that was after Sled was done. Elizabeth, convicted with no real evidence. I thought that his testimony helped at first. Now I see your point. Guilty, so they don't have to sit through the financial crimes. Poot should have closed. If they want to try the financial crimes and he's still not guilty, then they got to sit through it. Rhodey, how did the state provide reasonable doubt? Just duty is an important civil service. They wouldn't have liked me on this jury. Sure as heck wouldn't have been as quick as 3 hours crazy. Yeah, there's no way you would have got me, no matter what my vote was, to be done that quickly. Agape forever. I just couldn't find a motive for killing his family. Jury had him guilty long ago, and pretty much his lies were his demise. I like that. I like what you did there. Jennifer, no matter what, there is no happy ending here. I thought the prosecution celebration was in poor taste. I did too, but you got to realize it's a lot of hard work. It's tough for them. Sarah, you rock, P. You are super smart. I watch every night from Canada. Guilty, yay. And I'll also say about the prosecution, you should hear what people are saying on Twitter, pounding their chest when they had nothing to do with this case. The prosecutor had a lot of doubters. They had a lot of haters. Thank you, Dana. And they feel like they were proven right today. And so, I mean, it's hard to not bask in it a little bit. Thank you, Susan. Mindy, Kennel video plus Alex on the stand admitting his lie. In all my self-deliberation, I could not remove that from the equation. He was at the kennel and lied, then reversed course, liked Meters' closing. Jesse Sue, Griff was not on his game at all. He should have let Poot take it. I can't say I have feelings about the final verdict. I know a bad guy is behind bars, but I just don't know if it's for the right crime. Jurors were at guilty before they deliberated. Feel like I'm pretty in line with that, Jesse. Thank you, Marilyn. A lot of new members. I'm looking forward to our March membership video because I think it's got a lot of new names in there. Ashley, he may be a liar and thief, but I don't think he murdered them. Mary B, state managed to get in financial crimes because the judge decided it went toward motive, but that motive just didn't seem plausible. The motive was my biggest reason to doubt AM's guilt. Nicole, a lot bothers me with this case because the amount of confidence the state slash sled has is scary. Way too much allowed in this case for true justice or on murder. Thank you for all you do, Peter. LB, analysis is futile. The jury didn't do that. 3 hours for 6 weeks went with their gut and bias. I'm not going to say bias. But they went with their gut. There's nothing that says you can't go with your gut, right? Especially if you feel like that's where the evidence is pointing. Mara, Paul's video came from the grave to put his dad away forever. Can you imagine being found guilty of killing your wife and son and didn't do it? Would that be your face when you were told the verdict? No, that's a good point. But I would have been devastated throughout the whole trial. I mean, geez. The shirt, where do I find that shirt? I don't know. Whitney got it for me. Josh, shocked at the verdict. Times are changing. Judge mentioned Discord and jury charges, song lyrics being brought in other cases, cell phone usage as time of death. It's a new world out there. Thank you, complex litigation. Kayla, lost so much faith in our justice system. If you lie and you steal, you're a murderer. It's a scary thought. What's next on deck for our nightly recaps? Jesse Sue will probably take a little break from the nightly recaps, but Sarah Boone is coming in April. We have the Koberger preliminary hearing coming in June. So we have stuff coming up. Stuff's happening in Vallow Daybell. Videos posting tomorrow on that. So stay tuned for that. Something big happened. Jay, what's up, Jay? Pete, what does that tell you about the jurors and the fact that they came back 2 hours and 15 minutes? To me, it was the kennel video that sealed it. To me, it was the other bad acts and his testimony. That's what I'm thinking could have made them make their mind up have such resolution in what they believed. B&B, I want to know where the money went. Where is it? I think some of it's in Jim Griffin and Harpoolian's pocket. Thank you, Andrea. Shallon, have you seen this much 404 evidence in trial? I felt like they tried the finance crimes in a murder case. I don't know how they got the verdict. Just wondering if that 404 evidence will hurt him. Oh my gosh. Yes, I think it hurt him. I have not seen a trial where they allowed basically half the trial to be 404 evidence. Just some lady. Why did the prosecution get to split the closing in the rebuttal, but the defense couldn't split their closing? Seems to favor the state. State has the burden. They are allowed to give an opening and a close. I shouldn't say opening, a first close and a second close. That second close is a rebuttal because they do have the highest burden in all the land. Pierre, it's not bad, dude. It's a pattern of behavior. My one concern is sled potentially not being honest with the grand jury. So Pierre, respectfully, a pattern of behavior shows a propensity to commit crimes, which is the exact reason you cannot use the other bad acts. The law outlaws it because it is absolutely not the correct way to look at other prior bad acts. That is not the way you prove this bad act. Good vibes. Maybe Paul was going to go to jail and the dad thought he was going to help him. Bad, bad, bad. But then why Maggie? Wrong place, wrong time. She was running towards her baby. She heard the gunshots. A lot of things you can think of that, like, but I mean, Murdoch, Alec knew Maggie was there. So that wouldn't have been accidental. It's tough. Sad all around, no doubt. Oima, feels like beating the Cleveland Browns to me. Hollow victory. I feel like we got him, but didn't earn it. Right man, wrong way. Interesting. And I love a good sports analogy. A Southern Gothic novel complex lit said. Emily Ward, if I were a jurist, it came down to the Snapchat, lying about the blue lights, admitting he was paranoid, not the financial stuff. Thank you, Chelsea. Laura, Peter, sentencing is tomorrow morning. Definitely life without parole. Do you think we'll hear a victim impact statement? Yes. Who would you predict? Law partners, AM's family members, love the shirt. The only ones I would predict would be Marion. I don't know. I don't know who else. Tony, the jury just tapped out. Shame it went that way based on lack of evidence. M.A. Dubs, thank you. Lauren, the state should not get to mislead the jury to get an indictment against a man. Peter, I believe AM is guilty, but guilt was not proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Mara, I think it would not matter, Peter, judging by the quickness of the verdict, they made up their minds before closing. 100%. I am absolutely positive. I love closing. Closing is one of my favorite parts of trial, but all the research tells you that their minds are made up. So what I try to do is, you know, give the jury, just solidify the ones that do agree with my client and believe my client. Did the state establish a time of death? Basically, it was around 8:49, 8:50 when their cell phones were stopped being used. Bethany Marie, joining late. I'm so upset about the verdict, even on the gun charge with no gun. Also mad about that documentary airing during the trial. That is bad that they did it during the trial. That's a good point. Bruno, do you think if he would not have talked to law enforcement ever that he would have been charged? Yes, I think he would have been charged. I think it would have been tougher to convict him, but really if being down at the kennels is all it took, he maybe still would have gotten convicted. I don't know. But I think speaking hurt him. Evan's mom, I can't believe he was found. If he knew all the data was going to be there from his car, from his phone, just don't say anything and let your lawyers deal with the data. I can't believe he was found guilty. I needed more evidence, evidence of a plan, burned clothes, melted guns, divorce filings, life insurance. Jill and Tyler, new follower, and I've appreciated your take on this, even if I didn't agree. Awesome. I love to get people that don't agree. That's part of it. I love people that agree. I like people that think about it on all sides. Learned a lot by watching. Curious as to how you would have done the defense closing because Jim was not strong today. I think this question came in a little earlier before I went through some of what I would have done. Chelsea Taylor, I thought it was odd that the suicide attempt was allowed into evidence. Seems more mental health than criminal. In Daryl Brooks' case, that would be sealed. Linda O. I believe that the kennel video is what found him not guilty by the jury. He's found guilty. It's difficult to keep that in mind. Welcome, Kel B. NCRN. I'm still with you, Peter. Not guilty based on the evidence. I hope the bad acts being let in comes back to assist in the appeal. This can be part of our, cannot be part of our justice system. He will get life. Jury made up mind long ago. Arctic Wolf. Why does it take 2 years before it goes to the trial, to U.S. trial compared to Canada? Actually, civil trials take longer to get to Canada. I spoke for the Canadian Bar Association once about how we get to trials so quickly. And I was like, quickly, it takes us forever. But in Canada, civil trials take even longer to get to trial. Lisa Stallings, blue lights and badge shows he is above the law. That was wild. Will AM appeal or no? Silly, since other convictions are life in prison. Absolutely, he's going to appeal. Time for a slice of humble pie, Peter. I disagree with you 100%. This is the jury system. I will never bet my house or my life on an outcome of a trial. You can disagree with the verdict and still respect it. I mean, humble pie, I should always eat humble pie. I want to be humble. I don't want to be cocky. But if you're talking about thinking it's not guilty, I still think there was enough evidence for me, but there was for this jury. And that's what mattered. Not what I would have voted. Overruled. I wonder how Egg Lady would have voted. Team YouTube. Good Logic's poll earlier was a 96% not guilty. What? 96%? How many votes? That's wild. Jack, truly scary, indicted on false evidence, spends weeks in trial and other crimes not tried, the jail for life, unreal. Now, that wasn't the only evidence that went in front of the grand jury. There was other evidence as well. Mara, Sled did a horrible job. The state lucked out that the jury couldn't get past the kennel lie. Great job covering Peter. Thank you. These messages, it does kind of feel like the end of something, right? BNB, what does your heart tell you, Peter? Guilty or not guilty? Forget the evidence. I don't know. My heart tells me Sled screwed this up, and I wish that law enforcement did not do a job like this. That's what my heart tells me. Amber, are you saying not guilty because folks didn't do their job? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Or Peter, do you think AM did it and SLED didn't do their jobs because both can be true, right? I am not sure if he did it. If I had to guess based on the testimony, even from the state's witnesses about the relationships between the family, I would think it'd be hard for me to think that he did this. But I think more evidence would have helped. And I'm really more on the SLED screwed up side. Thank you, Michelle. Amy, I felt guilty because the kennel video, 17 seconds till the 911 call, Blanca and Shelly family guns, I didn't feel swayed by the financial crimes. Well, good. Then that would have been a legitimate verdict. Thank you so much, Catherine Joy. And welcome, Andrew Potsma is a new member, as well as Andrea Stewart and Genuine TNT. A lot of new members, which is always fun. And Marilyn Sensel and Beverly. Jamie, what happened when Jim suggested alternative theory about Paul getting between drug dealer and state objected to no grounds? Judge immediately sustained. There was no evidence of that. I would argue that that's absolutely an appropriate implication based on the evidence, because we heard about drugs, we heard about skimming money, and it could have been the drug dealer, but the judge did not allow it in. Dana, I see people say it doesn't make sense for him to do it. How could he turn around and shoot people he loved? Murder does not make sense. Murder is not logical. C minor, video was way too damning. His time on the stand sealed it. I think a lot of people that felt guilty agree with you. Michelle, are you not guilty because you're not convinced beyond a reasonable doubt? Yes. Or not guilty because you truly believe he was involved? I don't know if he was involved. I felt like my vote would completely be on the lack of evidence that the state didn't meet their burden and that law enforcement just did not do a good job in this case. Canna, there had to be at least one that was unsure and swayed to guilty given the 3-hour deliberation thoughts. It's possible. Or they just talked about it for a little bit. I heard some people saying 2 hours and 15 minutes. Stacey, I feel Alex was involved, but I don't think he has the, you know what, to pull the trigger involved. Yes, maybe. I am legit 59. Thank you. Emily, I also felt Alex's body language was odd. Turn on off tier so quickly. He shouldn't have taken the stand. Thank you. I am legit 59. Pascal, Peter, if your wife and kids are executed, do you lie about the last time you saw them? No. Do you embrace them to the point that Ellie having to pull you away? Yes. Do you ask a million times who did it? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't even think I would think to ask that question at the time. Later, I would. Kel Bell, are you surprised? Are you supervised? Surprised AM showed no expression to the verdict. He's pretty trained at that, but I don't think I would have been able to hold it back. I've been on the guilty train from the start. His crying during the video evidence was guilt. Rachel, what did you think of the AG's pep rally outside the verdict? Also, what do you think about appeals? AG is also up for re-election. Interesting. It was whatever. I did not take issue with it as much as a lot of you guys seem to have. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. It's always hard to say things in a humble way after that and after a big win, especially because they're excited and they're just exhausted after 6 weeks of doing this. Lauren, Peter, have you ever known a case where the judge letting in bad acts or info that shouldn't be let in? Have you ever seen it lead to an appeal? Absolutely. Yes, on both. Aaron, did Jim make a mistake by painting the picture of AM shooting, rinse off, getting the golf cart naked in his clothes? Once I heard that, it cleared doubt. That's interesting. So he gave you the most plausible explanation. Didn't prove guilt, Andrew said, shocked at the verdict. Deborah B., I thought Meters was Mr. Magoo throughout the trial until I saw his excellent clothes. T-Mac, what are your thoughts on the appeal about to come? I think as far as appeals go, he's got a good chance, but generally appeals are very difficult. Jim's closing was like me trying to find my glasses. Nicole, watch other cases Waters took on, and sorry to say this, but he is as much a snack as Murdaugh. Scares me for SC. I don't know what that means. Joe, do you think there will be an appeal? Yes. On what grounds would you file if you were his lawyer on the other bad acts evidence? Daniel, I think Poot should have closed. State dropped the ball. Him being at the kennel has me, but I don't want to believe he would do this. Not wanting to believe it is different than thinking the evidence points to it. You'd have to vote guilty if you felt that way. Bev, South Carolina has the death penalty. Why wasn't the capital punishment on the table? The AG's office, I think, did not seek to go for the death penalty. Paige, so disappointed in the system. No actual proof. Not guilty. Maria, Peter, I've been so invested in this case that when I heard the verdict, I literally cried. Thank you for your coverage on this case. You're the best. Thank you, Maria. Daria, imagine AM being wrongly accused and convicted of these murders and not being the real killers, watching the trial live. That's the ultimate revenge. That's scary. Remember when you reviewed the JDAX YouTube and Valo Netflix videos? Are you going to review on AM too? Please say yes. Yes, hit that like button. Let's get up to 14,000 likes and I will do it. I'll probably do it anyway, but. Beloved, I was surprised the judge called out and dismissed the juror in front of the court audience versus in private. Is that how it would typically be done? Every judge does it differently. That's how this judge has kind of done everything. M.A. Dubs, do you think an appeal might change anything? If all this was ignited by falsified evidence, bloody shirt, could they get it thrown out? I don't think that that's going to be a big part on appeal. Odonata, how could he not do it? Close rebuttal timeline nailed it for me. Mercy killing for what was about to come. JRA, no change of venue was huge and he lied and he took the stand. Guilty. I wanted him to be found guilty, but once said, I felt very sad. Unexpected feelings. I think that's compassionate. Like it is sad. I feel sad every time somebody's guilty going to prison for life and the fact that they did this. All things pink. I think he cooked himself when he lied about being at the kennels until he couldn't lie anymore and had to come up with a new lie. Terry, I feel that justice was served. It's a sad case. Alec deserves a rotten jail. I feel bad for the family and everyone is hurt. Love the chat. Rachel, I think he is guilty. Sled did a bad job and that put the case at risk. PM took AM pills and refused to give them. AM snapped on PM and turned on MM. That was one of the state's theories, that it was about the pills. So this is, a lot of your comments are coming from evidence. John O'Rourke, honestly think he was doomed from having it in that small county. Well, there are some places he thought he couldn't lose. So, you know, whatever. It's good for the goose, good for the gander. Murdaugh's words and the timeline had me at guilty the entire way. And you always say words matter, but the fast guilty verdict did shock me still. Words absolutely matter and definitions matter. Eric, still waiting for the evidence that he committed murder. Kesa, my heart is broken. I vote not guilty. I guess I don't think he actually did it, but he knows who did and was there. Thank you, Peter, for being here with us. Love is beautiful and so is your mind. Heart is beautiful. Pity Mom, I had a feeling when trial started he was guilty, but because of listening to you, kept an open mind. Once he took the stand, it reconfirmed my guilty suspicions. Good. I kept you in the presumption of innocence, but once you had enough evidence, it was guilty. That's how the system is supposed to work. Thank you, Tonics. Self Williams, the Biggie shirt made me a fan. Hey, you come for Biggie, you stay for the cases. DMC, what do you think of AM's reaction as they reach the verdict? Not how I would have reacted. I'll say that. Welcome, Lisa. And thank you, Thelma and Louise. Ranger fan, I commented on the press conference, get over yourself. You didn't win an Oscar. Jacuzzi, Peter, that video did it for me, but I really thought hung jury. T-Mac, we all need to remember AM and state teams are also working on at least two other AM trials at the same time. I feel bad for them. Yep. Cheryl, thank you. Carsto, should the defense have asked for a change of venue? I believe they did. I think there was bias towards Rich Murdaugh family in that county, regardless of evidence. Well, the state definitely leaned into that. Joy, HBO documentary is much more detailed than Netflix. Okay. Maybe I'll have to watch both. Nicole, thank you for saying people are right to feel the way they do. DUI guy said jury found him guilty because they are uneducated. I respect the hell out of you, Peter. Thank you. Most jurors have people that are educated and uneducated on them. And it's crazy how they can still come to the very same conclusion. Diverse backgrounds. Talk through this stuff. Usually the truth prevails. D Fox, thank you for the super sticker. Mindy, off topic, but Valo Daybell trial severed. Shh, don't spoil it. Video coming tomorrow. Susie, follow you faithfully. Love you dearly. Disagree with you often. That's like first time caller, long time listener. They convicted because of the lie. If he hadn't done it, he wouldn't have lied. Okay. Lynn, Peter, I love this trial and your comments, but the evidence has given us an insight into a man who is consumed with greed. Amy, I was very surprised at the verdict. AM look shook. Tara, I've always wondered if anybody ever looked under the house at Moselle. It's an above ground foundation and probably has massive crawl space. Clothes and weapons could have been stashed there. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. I wish they would have searched it and told us. You know, we searched here, we searched there, but I mean, they just didn't. Thank you, Suzanne. Good vibe, Stacy. I've been watching so many trials and I was even a part of a death penalty case. We gave the death penalty, but we had all the evidence. Broward County, Florida, 30 days of my life. Good vibes. You could end up being on one of my juries. in Florida. Never know. That's wild. That's a big time experience. That's very interesting. Thank you for sharing with us. Sherry, I may have missed this, but do jurors have to say why they are guilty verdicts? No, they do not. Angel, verdict is a major injustice. Murderers are still out there. Adam, you really thought rebuttal was good? No, I did not think it was good. I thought he made some good points. But overall, I was like, this just feels kind of weird. Seemed like a blatant Sixth Amendment violation, talking about having his lawyers present, implying consciousness of guilt. Good vibe, Stacey. I'm so confused. I think they based the case on the money case. I think that had a lot to do with it. TB, just curious, could the judge have challenged the verdict hypothetically? He could have thrown out the verdict if he found there was not enough evidence that any reasonable juror could have ever come to a guilty verdict. Liz Murphy, Chris Cuomo just said press had heads up because alternate juror called. They all thought he was guilty after being excused because they had 12 to deliberate. Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm pretty sure these jurors are going to talk. Peter, watch HBO documentary first. Low Country is better than the Netflix one. Netflix one too fluffy. Why people lying, saying financial crimes were the only proof. Definitely wasn't the only proof of murder. Who is on your cool shirt? Biggie? Yes, Renee. Biggie Smalls. Neek, I'm glad you are being fair on this, Peter. Yeah, it looks bad, but is this really enough evidence to convict for such a steep crime? It was for this jury. Tarina, even if the judge told the jury at the very end that they felt like they made the right decision based on what was shared during the trial. Raymond, criminal lawyer in Portland, Oregon. Awesome. Awesome. Welcome, Raymond. Great informative show. The case was lost on June 8th, 2021, when his lawyer let him talk to the police, should have shut him down starting the night of the murder. So throughout this case, it seems like his lawyers tried to give him some advice. He disregarded the advice at every turn. I think he thought he was going to so many clients, as I'm sure if you practice, oh, you criminal lawyer, a lot of clients think they can convince the cops or the jury that they didn't do something. And he is very convincing and has convinced juries in his career. So he, to the next level, thought he could convince people that he didn't do this when in reality, he was wrong. Just Swan, not sure I feel bad for Alex, but I didn't agree with the verdict. One thing for sure, SLED will never hear another public word about the bad investigation. If he got off, the public scrutiny would have been intense. Lilybeth, as an attorney, how does it feel to face the defendant whose case you just lost? Thank you for teaching us. You are the lawyer we love. So we have a lot of conversations beforehand. So it's not a surprise. We talk about the appeal. We talk about how it's not over. We try to say, listen, especially if we don't think that they did it and they're telling us they didn't do it, we say we're going to keep fighting. Wendy Comerford, thank you. Carlos Jones, trial decided by gut feelings, not evidence. Well, if the gut feeling's based on the evidence, and they're saying, because of that, I think he did it because he lied. Karen G, did you watch Fracture 2007? Was the second trial legit? Is that the one with Anthony Hopkins and Ryan Gosling? If so, yes, I did watch that. Matthew, now if he is found guilty on the financial stuff, where does he serve his time, state or federal prison? All the charges are state at this point. Vicky K, had he been not guilty, which I don't agree with, would he be free or held for financial crimes? He would be held for the financial crimes. One blessed Nana. If he didn't lie about the kennels, gave plausible answers, then copped to the financial stuff, he'd have been not guilty. He convinced me he's guilty, not Creighton Waters. Marissa Tomaris. I actually felt the mainstream media was biased and Peter was the balanced perspective in this. Thank you for bringing this all together, Peter. We appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Everyone wave bye to John. Joseph. Why do you think LawTube and lots of the chat was not guilty while the jury was so clear in guilt? I thought the chat would be more representative of the jury. No, the chat is definitely not representative of the jury. There are tons of people that would never make it on a jury, first off. Second, my chat, I mean, I'm just speak for mine, okay, was always more guilty than not guilty. And I think the chat that the my chat, I don't call them my chat, the people that are in this chat, our chat, in every case so far, the majority has been the correct outcome. We're never going to have a unanimous. I could say is the sky blue and we wouldn't have a unanimous vote on this chat. Come on. It's the internet. Mindy, Peter, head over to Law and Lumber with Rob and EDB. Ariana, come join Emily and Rob's live. They want you to. This was like 40 minutes ago. So I don't even know if they're still going, but I've got a lot of questions and chats to get to here. So I'm going to stick with you guys on this one and head through these chats, but I do want to get on with them later to talk about this case. Trisha D, will you be following the Zachariah Anderson obsessed ex-boyfriend murder trial? I already have so many questions for you about it. I am not jumping into another trial right now. A little tired with this one. Thank you, Max. Nick, Fitz News reporting, wait till you hear the story of the verdict that almost never was. This has to be about the juror removed this morning. No, I would think so. Which doesn't mean it would have been the verdict if one juror thought not guilty. Evangeline, I think you do a wonderful job. And if you don't get this place, bye-bye. I'm sticking with you, Professor Peter. Bethany, how long does it take to fill out paperwork and all that? Like approximately how long did they actually deliberate? This paperwork, I mean, doesn't even take 15 minutes. It was 2 hours and 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes to fill out the paperwork. Derek, don't care about bad acts, but the tech evidence and the timeline and lie about being there did it for me. McKinley, as a criminal defense attorney, I have found your nightly discussions to be a welcome reprieve from the majority. Thank you for your coverage. The jury is the key thing LawTube doesn't have. Obviously, not your fault. You've been excellent. Thank you so much. I love having lawyers in here. It doesn't make me shy away from talking about stuff. I love getting other lawyers' perspectives. I respect other lawyers. Other lawyers have different perspectives and different thoughts on things and different experiences. So I love it and I welcome it, even if they disagree. Sam Zor, do you think the defense would have been able to see if the jury was already decided and could be why Alex testified as a last effort? It's possible, but you really never know. So that'd be a real risk. Did someone just pay you to tell you you're canceled? Good times. Well, don't quit, please. Thinking for myself, it ain't going to happen. You could all pay to tell me to get out. It's not happening. Jen B., I went from guilty to not guilty. I'm still not guilty. The prosecution didn't prove it to me. Thank you for your analysis and explanation. Can't wait for the next one. Andrea, I'm shocked, Peter. This case was a mess. I guess it made enough sense to the jury. What's the next one on the docket? I love your shirt. Sarah Boone, I think, is next, but we're also talking Koberger and Vallow Daybell. Some other stuff's happening too, so stick with us. Becky, will AM want to spend money to appeal? It doesn't make any difference in the long run. He will be in prison anyways. If he got the money and I can get cleared of killing my wife and son, that's worth it. I'm going to be in prison either way, like you said. Weather. So tomorrow we get to see what Newman truly thinks about Alex's actions. Interesting to see. I have a very good idea what he thinks. I always thought he was guilty. Will you be covering the Lindsey Clancy case? I'm undecided on that. I did do one video on it. Jason, no evidence of external involvement at all. Nothing to suggest this produced by defense. Fatal. AM exposes manipulative liar. It's not about lawyers. It's about jurors. Correctly guilty all day long. Some more new members popping in. Shallon, I'm not as concerned about what happened to AM. He probably deserves it, but it's scary that this prosecution was willing to lie to a grand jury to get the trial, had no consequences. That's a dangerous precedent to set. I agree. I'm more a little uneasy about what this means for the future. But maybe they're just like, this guy had to be stopped. Motley Mama, I'm getting tired of the conspiracy theories, Peter. Thanks for all your work. Azam, I'm just a teacher. I like learning about the law with Peter. With Robin and Emily, too. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Bye, John. Sweet Tea, I'll save you the trouble. Netflix doc was thumbs down. Unique, I think he most likely did it. However, the verdict is concerning considering the state didn't prove he did it, plus the poor investigation. LG, the lawyer I love, thank you for covering this case for the past 6 weeks. I truly valued all your opinions. You also got me so hooked on Lemon Perfect. Looking forward to the future content. Thank you, Suzanne. This just became like a super chat reading. There's so many of them. Emily Combs, have you watched the HBO one? No. Watch both. I think HBO is better. I appreciate your lives. Even with your different perspectives, I think he's guilty. However, it's still very sad to me. Nobody wins. I'll check out both the documentaries. Please do an AM stream teaching people how evidence should have been collected and how to consider evidence and be an appropriate juror, not a juror motivated by hatred. The verdict makes me feel ick. I was hoping a juror speaks out to give us insight. The judge was for sure biased. Thank you for being you. Thank you, Ashley. Creative resumes. Part of me thought he was set up, but the moment he asked about the last moments with Maggie and Paul and he said, I don't remember. Nope. If you lose someone you love, the memories are on replay. Thank you, Kim. Robin, when is Sarah Boone trial starting? Are you going? It's in April and yes. And I actually talked to somebody that is going to be involved. Can't reveal who or what, how they're involved or whatever, but I think that's going to be an interesting one. And I'm going to dig in on that one. Serenity. I disagree with the verdict. COVID sucks. Glad to be able to have you, Mr. Tragos, to see and hear you tonight. Get well soon, Serenity. Michelle, when I was a prosecutor, a clue about the verdict was whether the jurors were looking at the defendant. They look away if guilty and look at defendant if innocent. This is similar. I agree with you. This happened in criminal cases. It happens in PI cases as well. They don't look at the victim if they're given a bad verdict. Jamie, 1L here. I have to say, LawTube live trials and you, Peter, have taught me way more about the daily practice of law than my textbooks. My membership has been a valuable investment. I'm here to stay. It's more real life. I mean, we're really talking real life. You know, and but you have to learn the theoretical stuff in law school too. Jesse Sue, twinsies tonight. Yes, this peach raspberry. I love it. It's my go-to right now. Tahiti, thanks, Peter. You rock. Steph Morris, just getting here. How long did the jury deliberate before coming back with the guilty verdict? Thank you, Peter, for covering this cases. Feeling Eck not guilty, in my opinion. F the woke jurors, Ben. I don't know what would, I don't know why they'd be woke. Blythe, thank you. Mary Claire, Peter, I have not always agreed, but have complete respect for your knowledge, perspective, and kindness. You're a true gentleman. Thank you for being the lawyer we love. Thank you. Paw Printed, does the jury or judge decide the sentence? The judge. So we get to hear that tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Steve K, no notes, quick deliberation. That's a good point. Andrew, the defendant asked for a directed verdict. I assume he asked the judge to overturn the verdict. Can the judge change the verdict if he thinks the jury erred? Yes, under certain circumstances. Lori Parker, dude leaving, he doesn't have his looks. Pity Mom, thank you so much for all you do and educate us. You and EDB have taught me so much. I will def make a better juror now. Lawyer, you know, member for life. Awesome. Pity Mom. Lisa, I wonder if maybe he did it, but it was accidental, beyond admitting that. John O'Rourke equals not guilty. Nawar, he should be put under suicide watch. And why don't you think he's not guilty? For me, he's very guilty in more than two murders. He's definitely guilty in more than the two murders. House of Virgo, Peter is not, is that Notorious B.I.G. on your shirt? Sure is. Sure is. Dogwater, you are we to do each night, 7:45 to 8:45, my favorite YouTube channel. Thank you for the nightly talks. Learned so much. P.S. Grandma made this account on my iPad. Don't know how to change the name. LOL. That's funny. Boricua. I started this trial thinking he was guilty. As it went on, I swayed to not guilty. Then AM testified. My thought was if he didn't pull the trigger, he was involved. That was my final stance. Lynn, Peter, you are a good man. Thank you for your unbiased, fair, intelligent coverage of the sad and tragic American tale. Andrew, Daryl B has another trial coming up in the charge in Milwaukee. He's asking again to defend himself. That one could be fun. Yeah, I'm going to follow that one. That one was definitely interesting. Alex lied on the stand about the blue lights. I mean, that was like the least of their worries, right? Matthew, if he's guilty for financial stuff, does he serve time in state or federal prison? State charges right now. Shanta, Rob and EDB want you on the channel. Emily Combs, have you watched the HBO one? No. I learned a lot from you. Still think guilty. However, still sad. Nobody wins. Sad for everyone involved. I agree there. Jacuzzi, did you see OJ Simpson's on trial or opinion on the trial on YouTube? Yes. Oh my gosh, that guy. Deborah B, I think you're right, Peter, that the jury voted their conscience. I disagreed with their verdict, but I understood and respected your position. With your verdict. Sorry, you disagree with my verdict, but you respect the position. That's cool. Mikey, jurors should have to take a class to understand the assignment. Maybe, but I think it's hard to give them that class without kind of pushing them one way or the other, right? We don't want to poison them. Deb S. Peter, completely off topic. Has anyone ever told you that you look at the actor who plays Simon in The Chosen? Yes. Actually, I've gotten like multiple different actors from The Chosen. I think it's the hair and the beard. Madeline, I heard that if a client tells his attorney that he is going to lie on the stand, the attorney can't participate at all in that testimony. I noticed defense attorneys were pretty quiet when AM was on the stand. No, I don't think they were. Yes, that is true. You can't perpetuate a fraud. You can basically just say, go ahead and talk. You sometimes have to let the judge know why you're doing it. It's very interesting. I've dove deep on that in other videos. Gretchen, imagine there is a killer out there on the loose. I do not want to imagine that. Tampa Toon, I believe he is beyond guilty, but the state absolutely did not prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Arctic Wolf, in Canada, you can decide if you want a judge or a judge and a jury. You can also waive a jury trial here. Most people don't. Jeremy N., could Jim have been thrown off by the jury reaction if they weren't listening / looked like they had already decided? If he was inexperienced, I would think yes. I don't think he would get thrown off by something like that because he's really experienced. CC, jury pay in South Carolina is $50 a day. Expert to testify, $5,800 an hour, $5,500 for a day. Wondering. I don't know. Sorry, $800 an hour. I don't know what the juries get paid in South Carolina. Teria. Peter, I think the verdict is wrong. I think the decision was made considering outside circumstances. Swept away. I always thought this was targeted at Paul for murder of high school student that was never investigated. Maggie was at the wrong place, wrong time. I don't even know what you're talking about with that first part. Some high school student. Janae, thank you for talking this through. You challenged me to really think about it. I ran the scene in my head. What I would do, that sealed it for me. That's it. We want to think about it. You know, that's really what we want. Thank you, Jacqueline. That's the goal here. Let's just think about it. If we disagree in the outcome, I think that's fine. Lawyers are going to disagree. Judges are going to disagree. It's going to happen. Lucy J, he's committed 99 crimes, but murder ain't one or two. House of Virgo, how could they convict of gun possession when they didn't have a gun? It's BS. They believed the state's theory that he used two guns. I mean, if he was convicted of that murder, there's no doubt a gun was used in that murder. Paula Graham, Chanley Painter just reported initial vote was 11-1, took 2.5 hours to sway them to guilty. That's always sad to think like one person and they were just like, fine. Jen D, the jury I was on ended up being hung. Jurors wanted to convict him because of his past. The judge said we couldn't consider that, but other jurors said he had to be guilty because of his past. I wonder if a similar discussion was happened in this case. Thank you, Kim and Donna. Brazo, common sense dots leads to guilty. Financials necessary. House of cards with Rob Peter to pay Paul. Game exposed and over. Boat case was ground zero. Paul liability. Mag owned property. AM the beneficiary. The last part I definitely don't agree with, but the rest, I got you. Azam, now, when is 200K celebration? I have been waiting for it and I hope I can join it. It will be next week. For sure, it'll be next week. Anna Banana, we will talk sentencing tomorrow. We will talk sentencing tomorrow for sure. Anna Banana, Peter, what would happen if Alex turned to his counsel after the verdict was read and said he was alone with both attorneys and said, I did it? Nothing would happen. Carolyn, Maggie was thinking of leaving him. Lots of women get murdered for that. He couldn't handle that. Paul was going to trial for the accident. Those are the motives for me. But the divorce stuff, no evidence of that came in. So if I was in the jury room with you, I'd be like, let's not base our decision on that. Lena, I was surprised at Am's reaction to the guilty verdict, especially after his emotional reaction throughout the trial. Yeah, but now his reaction didn't matter to the jury anymore. So maybe that's why he didn't react. Who knows? Laura, I just want to say thank you so much, Peter. I've been watching you since you did an episode on the Mark Means credentials. LOL. That was a while back. Thank you. Welcome, Miss Faye. Thank you, Scott. Do you think Buster will speak on behalf of AM? I think he already did. I probably just wouldn't now. I don't know. Elizabeth, I think the jurors were in a tough spot. No notes, 6 weeks of evidence. I'm a court clerk and see how much effort goes into jurors put into the trial. That said, I am surprised at the verdict. I thought hung. Michelle, the 404B evidence was used to show motive, but his bad acts, stealing, also spoke to his credibility. Not all bad acts relate to credibility. I agree with you. I think it depends on how they look at it, though. It cannot be propensity that because he did all that bad stuff, he's going to do more bad stuff, right? Glenn Davis, the prosecution had prettier lawyers. Interesting. I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Maybe some people thought Poot was very beautiful. Welcome, Gina and Molly. Thank you, Allison. Ash, beyond shocked by all of it. Peter, I've enjoyed your input on Megyn Kelly podcast. I think I might be going on there tomorrow, and I might be going on WFLA 8 with JB. And of course, we'll be coming on this channel and talking with you guys more about sentencing. Brittany Bissett, what if he tried to do the fake hit on Paul like he had done with him roadside? Went bad, and then he had to kill his wife too, enjoying the live since Brooke. That's an interesting theory. T-Mac, my hubs has a thought about AM's clothes. Lots of trees on property. Bag them and hang them. No one ever looks up. I'm now a little nervous about my hubs. Sounds like he's a smart guy. Mia, OJ trial lasted much longer. Verdict reached in 4 hours. Kennel video, not financials, made me think guilty. Thanks for your perspective. Thank you for yours. Law students here at UF agree with Peter. Thank you, Donna D, even if it is UF. We can agree on that, I guess. Irene, I think most haven't been on a jury. Without a victim who can testify or a smoking gun, having been on one, I can see why it was guilty for the jury. Sue, as a retired warden in the FBOP, I hope AM is on suicide watch. I guess as he will be, but I don't know. Thank you, Shawnita. Thank you, Karen M. Ask truth apologetics. Consciousness of guilt along with his proximity to the crime scene swayed me. So closing argument helped put all that together for you because that's literally, that was some of the titles of their slides. Thank you, Gloria. Jen, if they convict a man on the evidence they had, it shows how easy it is to convict someone innocent. Absolutely. Well, I don't know that he's innocent, but it is. Prosecutors have a lot of power, a lot of power. And when they bring charges, usually they win. Melody, if he had told the truth, they would have used it against him 100%. That's why the answer is to not say anything. He admitted to being at the scene of the crime moments before they were murdered. 100%. If he told the truth, that would have been the soundbite. Katie Erickson, I've been here every night. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for being here every night. It's a lot of commitment. Thank you, Steph. Gingy Probs, wow, genuinely surprised at the outcome, but I am not sad to leave the Murdoch case behind. I hope attention on this case was instructive for future cases. Yeah, I don't think the Sarah Boone case is going to be quite as long as this case. This case was really drawn out to me, and things because it was like multiple trials in one. Mandy, Griffin's clothes was like jazz, scattered all over the place, lots of stammering, didn't seem prepared at all. I'm sure he was prepared, but it's probably tired, man. It's a lot of work. Thank you, Michelle. Liv Montgomery, thank you. And again, being tired is not an excuse. It is their job, and they get paid a lot of money to do it, so they got to be ready. Shannon, I didn't like Jim saying he wouldn't be there if AM hadn't lied about being at the kennels during close. That couldn't have helped. Yeah, I disagree, too. I mean, if he didn't say anything, I think that could have helped, but I don't think it's like he wouldn't have been there if he wouldn't have lied. I think if they would have found out he was there because of the video, he would have been there. I'm on the fence with the evidence for the verdict. I think that means you're not guilty if you're on the fence. Thank you, Peter. Andrew here from Canada. Love your show. Thank you, Andrew. Welcome, Deborah and Kat. My YouTube. I'm scared to think that police can be so incompetent and still the accused is found guilty regardless of the case specifically. I agree. And that's why I think him testifying changed that a little bit, because if they don't believe him and they think he did it, then it doesn't matter how bad the investigation is. It really doesn't. Thank you, Court C. Good vibes. Just sending you love for following this. Thank you, good vibes. A lot of good vibes coming from you. Chehalis. Peter, how do you get around him being there before they died, lying about it, and then 19 seconds talking to Blanca and Shelley? There's a lot of dots to connect. There was no confirmed time of death, right? So we don't know that it was just minutes or seconds, because there is an hour unaccounted for that he was not there in which it could have happened, right? So that's number one. Number two, never finding the murder weapon, never finding the clothes. That's a big problem for me. They didn't even execute the search warrant. They didn't go search Alameda. The point is, it's the state's burden to prove what happened, not the defendant to disprove that it was you. Believing in South Carolina, missed the pep rally. Alan Wilson is a great AG. You might want to check it out then. Rashenda, if they went for death, they may have not found him guilty. Way more serious consequences. I don't know. I think they probably would have still found him guilty. Big LC. He may be a liar, but the state didn't do enough to convince me he took the shots. I agree. But we were wrong on this one. We didn't agree with the jury, and the jury got to make the call. Lauren Hertz. I was a recent juror in a long trial. It's honestly concerning to me how some of the strong personalities were able to change others in deliberations. Oh, and we know it as lawyers. We know that's what happens. Cece, Peter, guilty on two counts of using weapons in the commission. Zero evidence AM ever held fired that night. If they convicted him of committing these crimes, there's no doubt those crimes were committed with weapons. I have no problem with them convicting on the weapons charges if they felt he was guilty of the crimes. Thank you, Joanne. And Arbor, thanks for the super sticker. Kayla, haha, Peter, I could actually end up in your jury one day. Pinellas County represent. That's awesome. That is awesome. That would be so funny. Vicky, thank you for everything you do. Can't wait for Sarah Boone. House of Virgo, CNN panned live to the jurors on TV after AM convicted. Is this an anonymity issue? It could be an issue in future trials for media to be in the courtroom. Good vibes. Just sending love. Just sending love our way. Chehalis, thank you for the way you covered this. Staying positive about the system and be honest on where you stand, not wavering. That's the point. And here's the other thing. Everybody's like, oh, where do you stand? What do you think? What do you think? And then they love to like crush it. Like, oh, you're so dumb or wrong or whatever. Not a lot of people, just some people do it. I'm always going to share kind of where I'm at and what I think. There's a lot of times where I don't have a lean yet, right? And I'm just open to it. And that'll keep you on the not guilty side if it's a criminal case. But that's how we go through things. I think that's the best way for us to discuss it. Katie, never been on a jury. After your lives, I'm ready. It's jury education. Kathy, I agree with the verdict, but really thought it would be a hung jury. I wish you would have had your dad on tonight with you. Thanks for all the great chat. Thank you, Kathy. Kristen, will you be covering any of the Lindsay Clancy case, mom that killed the three babies in January? I've done a video on it. I haven't decided if I'm going to dig deeper into it. Michelle, the gun that killed Paul was loaded by Paul. His prints are on the shelves. Am I to believe that a violent criminal showed up without a gun, or that Alec, who was standing right there, used Paul's gun? Come on. But it's because of stuff, my experience and stuff that I have dealing with ballistic experts like that, I did not find him compelling. Most lay people did. Better hope you don't go to Lee County. Elaine, I just hope they didn't find him guilty to get it done and over with, because they were over it. I would have voted not guilty on the lack of evidence, but he knows something. Thanks for all you do, Peter. Boricua, we are your chat, Peter. It's our chat. It's our chat. We are the chat together. I'm in the chat too. Julie, we are your chat. I'm disappointed with the verdict. Thank you, Jennifer Wiggs, for the super sticker here. And welcome to more new members. My YouTube, welcome for jumping in. John Garner, we love Azam. We got a lot of Johns in the chat. Thank you, Azam. Almost said a John. Brian, we hit 14K, then dropped to 12K, then back to 13K. And chat, you missed popping the champagne. I believe you, Brian. Thank you. Hopefully we get to 14,000 likes. This was turned into like a Q&A, just like a pure Q&A, because there were so many questions flying in. Lisa Boris, thank you for your recaps, lasting twice as long as expected. I know, seriously, we're almost done. I got about 5 minutes left. Take a break, spend some time with your beautiful family. Love the new pillows. Thank you. And that's what I did while the verdict was happening. You know, that's why I didn't jump on here at that point. Jenny X, maybe some of us not guilty would feel differently if we were there to actually be able to read the people, which you can't do virtually. Jenny X, great point. Great point. Freckles, why did AM feel the need to tell Shelly he was at his parents' house longer than he was? His lies convicted him. State didn't do it. So dumb too, because it didn't even matter. Really didn't matter how long he was at his mom's house. Kim Lee, unless he thought somebody was coming to kill them later. Scary to think it happens without someone without Alex's money and resources. This is why people plead guilty to crimes they didn't do. Because when the state gets this much money and power on you and you don't have the money and power to fight them, what are you supposed to do? And if they would have given you some plea deal less than life, some lawyers would advise you to accept that. DC primetime. State proved it. Jury decided. Actually, he did it. He did this in real life. Justice has been served. If you have paid attention, you are not surprised. I am not surprised. And I have paid attention. Adventures of Aaron. Disappointed in the verdict and law enforcement. Wonder if jury votes different if it was a death penalty case. Shouldn't be a difference, but would that change some people's mind? I think it absolutely would change some people's minds. I don't think it would have changed this jury's mind. Valerie Orr. I would feel better about the verdict if they had actually proved it with evidence. Kim Z, doc on Discovery Channel is better than HBO and Netflix. Oh man, I don't think I can watch three documentaries of Alec Murdoch after just sitting through 6 weeks of him. Robin, I think this the cell phone expert throwing the phone must have paid off. The jury was probably not guilty until he testified. I assume you're kidding, Robin. What did your father think of the verdict? Kathleen asked. I have not talked to him about it yet. I don't think he's going to be surprised, because most of the trials I've done with where there's other bad acts evidence in the criminal trials, I've tried with my dad. So he knows how this goes. When the other bad acts evidence comes in, usually not a good idea. When the defendant testifies against advice of counsel, usually not a good idea. My dad said, oh, he's guilty. As soon as he testified, he's guilty. Patty, how can they find guilty of a weapon charge for a weapon they didn't find? Because the weapon was used in the commission of the crime, no doubt about it. Thank you, Ginny. Brittany, disagree with the verdict. Definitely didn't prove it to me. Thanks for covering. On a dime, thought on the juror's email part of what got her booted. We all think he's guilty before defense closed. So I've heard like reports of this. I don't know how strong that is. JB, thank you, Peter. You're educating future jurors, and this is the most important venture by your channel. Thank you. I think that's really fun and really like a good thing, a really good thing. Thank you for saying that. Nicole, one thing this chat can't agree on, Azam and lawyer, you know, rock. Nicole, could the state hold back evidence in this case? Probably. I mean, yes, they can always hold back evidence. They get to decide what they put on. Susan, why no addiction expert? Addicts are liars. It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe they didn't want an addict or an addiction expert to come up and say it's impossible that he took 1,000 milligrams for 20 years. Bethany, Siri interrupting threw him off a little though. Yeah, I saw that. Siri interrupts people left and right, man. It's a new life to deal with somebody else interrupting us. And when Alex took the stand, my thoughts went to a version of a quote from my 90-year-old dad loves. Better remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. So many lives ruined. Yeah. I mean, that was a mistake. I think, listen, hindsight's 20/20. Carol, thank you for the super sticker. R-Dub, just saw. I didn't agree. But even so, we should all remember this isn't a football game, us versus them. The jury sees it how they see it. I love that, R-Dub. I love a good football analogy. And that was a very good one. Thank you. Jenny, thank you. House of Virgo, great work, Peter. I have two YouTube channels, and everyone, please know how difficult and exhausting it is to answer questions in the chat. Thanks, and nighty-night. Thank you, House of Virgo. Thank you, Janine. And House of Virgo took the plunge. Welcome. Joshua, saw the video of the jury. Same, some still wearing face masks, so of course they wouldn't follow the evidence. Becky, I don't know why he didn't say attorney Alex kicked in, not paranoid about sled. Oh, that's interesting. Join Rob and Emily. Would love to see you all there. Thank you, Grace. Rose, RNLNC, I feel he lied out of fear. It was a chaotic mess, evidence ignored, and they brought none to court. I'm sorry, but this is really scary for Americans. Welcome, Nikki and Elizabeth. All right, like 2 minutes, and then I got to bounce. I'm tired. Daria, have a lemon perfect cuddling with wit after this. Definitely. Sounds like my kind of Thursday night. Tim Harris. It's the impossibility of an alternate theory for what happened at the kennels, plus a knowledge of a human nature. It seems like a lot of people treat this like a game in which the prosecution didn't rack up enough points. It's not a game, but there is a burden and there are rules and they have to be stuck to. I think the way you explained it, that it's that every other explanation is impossible, making this the only possible scenario, that's enough to convict if that's the way you would have felt based on the evidence. Welcome, Renee and Paige. Mara, just thought of where the clothes are, under his mom's mattress. That's why he went there. Shelly must have missed it then. Brooklyn basement. That makes me think of Biggie. Definitely thought your open button situation was a nod to the dude in the backseat of the cop car. Yeah, I wish I would have planned it like that. Welcome, Kisu. Kelly, if he didn't do it, I think he had it done. So either way, his hands are dirty. And some people think that, and at that point, gets what he deserves, I guess. Deb, I have been on two juries in Orange County, Florida. I was on the fence on this. I think more not guilty. Interesting, Deb. It's always interesting when people have been on multiple juries, and it's crazy how many people get on multiple juries. Because usually if you're that kind of person that people feel are fair and impartial, it's more likely you're going to get picked. Adore you, Peter. Thank you, Natalie. Jesse Sue, you've got to be loaded after this video. Don't go become a murderer. Have a good night. Look forward to tomorrow's video. Thumbs up the video. Yes, everybody that's still here somehow through all these questions and super chats, please hit that like button. Can one serve jury duty more than once a year? Big girl pants on. He said they cannot in South Carolina. Azam, thanks for all the love from the chat. Thanks, Peter, for the best chat community on YouTube. I have thousands of friends now. That is always fun. And we've gotten a ton of new members. I don't know if people were gifting them, but thank you, Karen and Marine Vet Mom, and welcome to all the new members. And that's it. We got to draw a line somewhere. Adventures with Aaron. Let's talk about some membership members on Lawyer You Know logo. Pro V1 golf balls. I want mine to say, if you or a house you love was hit by the golf ball, call the lawyer you know. That is hilarious. Yes, I get some from doctors that send it to me and it says shanked by Peter Tragos. That's always fun. Serenity. Yes, I did say your name. I think I read something that you said and when you joined. So welcome. There was a ton coming in tonight. I hit literally hundreds of them. If I missed one, I apologize. I always try to hit as many as I can. Came in late, stayed late. Love to you all. Hit that like button on your way out. We have 8,000 likes. All right, come on. We only need a few more. We're almost to 210,000 subscribers, which is fun. We like hitting every goal. It's always fun. We can celebrate it together. Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell update video coming tomorrow morning. JB on WFLA at 9 a.m. Megan Kelly, I'm not sure yet what time I'm going on there. I think it's the afternoon, so you can come hang out there. And then we are going to talk tomorrow, maybe afternoon. We'll see how quick sentencing gets over either tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night. we will still talk sentencing. One more day of Alec Murdoch. Thank you all for joining me. You are literally the best chat in the game. I'm out of here. Take it easy. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lawyer You Know podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, which I hope you did, here's what to do next. Give it a share, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, and make sure you subscribe to the show in the listening app of your choice. Follow me on all social media platforms at Tragos Law, and join the Lawyer You Know YouTube channel and community where you can ask me questions live on all of these cases. If you've got an idea for a specific topic or you have a personal legal question on an injury case, whether it's a car accident, trip and fall, wrongful death, or catastrophic injury case, please email me at lawyeryouknow@gmail.com. All of these links I just mentioned are included in the show notes section of this episode. So until next time, I'm Peter Tragos.